Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fastamai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 18th of November, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. Background to that news and sport and business, Sea Watch travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. Liberal Vanny want the living wage to be the minimum wage. What's the story behind trying to find a GP in Foxdale and St John's? New educational plans not detailed enough, says an MHK. The Sidquirk Half Marathon is on this Sunday, and Peel's charity shop hits £2 million.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fastamai. A speech therapist on the island says she saw a huge jump in the number of referrals to her service after the COVID lockdowns. Peel Charity Shop has today announced it has surpassed £2 million raised in just over two decades. An assessment is going to be carried out of the Isle of Man's mobile networks. Cura will carry out a competition assessment of all the retail mobile market. Parking will temporarily be made available again on the walkway of Loch Promenade in Douglas during the festive season. And pupils from Laxey and Doon will appear on BBC One tonight as part of its Children in Need programme. Further afield, a man's pleaded guilty to the murder of law student Zara Alina in East London in June. Beer has been banned from World Cup stadiums in Qatar just 2 days before the event starts. It's understood Manchester United's lawyers are looking at how to bring Cristiano Ronaldo's time at the club to an end. And a trade union's demanded talks with Twitter over treatment of staff in the UK. They're your headlines, news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gorobaya, thank you, Siobhan. From the Ronald Tway Met Office, there is a strong wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is occasionally rough and falling slight. Tonight's weather, dry and clear to end the day, and a fresh west-northwesterly. The overnight minimum is 3 degrees Celsius. For Saturday, Jasan, a cold start with a grass frost in places, then sunny spells on a light southerly up to 11 Celsius. Rain arriving tomorrow evening on a moderate southerly. Lowest overnight is 7. Into Jaduni, Sunday, showers first thing with sunny spells in between on a fresh to strong west-northwesterly. Temperatures 11 Celsius top. Tide still on the way in. High waters at 2 minutes to 7. Low water 20 to 2 a.m. Sunrise 7 minutes before 8, and the morning high tide at a minute to 8.
If you have failed glazing units, speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing. Call 674 573.
Manx Care says the decision to remove patients who live outside a medical facility's catchment area has not been taken lightly by the practice. Ballasalla Medical Centre is deregistering patients who don't live in the catchment area, despite some of them having been with the centre for many years. Health and Social Care Minister Laurie Hooper told Manx Radio it's a decision taken by the individual GP practice.
Ultimately, from a Department of Health perspective, this is very much an operational matter. GPs are independent businesses or independent contractors, actually, for want of a better phrase. So they operate under contract with Manx Care. They're essentially a commissioned service. So from the department's perspective, this is very much a decision that's been taken by the practice itself. And the department actually hasn't been involved at all in this decision-making process.
Do you not think that sort of as, you know, the health department and as health minister that it does fall a bit to the Department of Health because ultimately just does not show that our whole system's under a lot of pressure at the moment?
I think we know the system's under a lot of pressure. Ultimately, the decision that's made, though, by the individual GP practices about their lists is very much made by them as a practice. The people that have been deregistered by one practice will be able to register with another within their catchment area. So depending on where they are, where they're living, they'll be able to re-register, I think, with the local GP. The funding that would originally have gone to the one practice to have them on their list will then instead go to a different practice. Ultimately, these decisions really are being made by the practices themselves in terms of managing their own capacity and their own workloads.
This is about 300 patients being sent towards Peel, for example. Surely the Peel doctors are then going to be under even more pressure as well, and it's going to drive up waiting times there. It's just like offshooting the issue and moving it from Ballasalla to Peel, really.
So again, the resourcing that would originally have gone with those patients to the one practice will follow them to a different practice. So the funding essentially goes with them. The way that our health system is currently structured is that GPs are required to provide a certain level of service for the patients living in their area, and it's their responsibility to deliver on that service in line with the contracts that exist. It is something that I am quite keen to review. I think from my own perspective, I get a lot of complaints from constituents and people all over the island actually about the quality of service they get from their GP.
And MHK has criticised a new educational plan, saying it doesn't provide enough information about recruitment and retention of staff. The Department of Education, Sport and Culture's departmental plan for 2022-2023 was unanimously backed by Timwall this week, and despite voting in favour of it, David Ashford, MHK, said it's lacking in information about staffing challenges, something that the Minister, Julie Edge, says they're working on. But first, David Ashford.
That to me is a bit of a gaping hole. In fact, from what being really sad, I actually went through to try and count it up. And in fact, there's only one reference of the word recruitment in the entire plan, and that's on page 28 in relation to governing bodies. And there's no reference to retention whatsoever. Our greatest asset in any education system is our educationalists on the ground and the schools. And without them, this plan's just words on a page. So we need people on the ground to drive forward these strategic objectives, as otherwise all we're doing is talking about what could be. So where is the plan to look not just to retain, support and motivate those who already are working in our education services, but also to look to encourage and motivate others to come to the island and become part of our education system?
We've addressed the recruitment and retention by uplifting that starting salary for teachers. We've uplifted that, that's fair, it's sustainable for the island, and it will attract people to the island, but it will also help them with some of the cost of living challenges, because as a department we genuinely believe that people should be able to afford to have a fantastic career on the island and also be able to live. And we're looking at the housing allowances, so that would be part of retention as well, because there is a cliff edge at the present time. You know, after 2 years that suddenly stops, so we are looking at that. And we support any of our staff to come, you know, if anybody has got any concerns around that, please speak to us and we can look at that.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Faster by, good evening. We're live from Douglas in the Isle of Man. It's 22 minutes before six. The Liberal Valin Party is calling on the Manx government to set the legal minimum wage at the level of the Manx living wage. Following a public meeting on the current cost of living crisis, a chair of Van Paul Weatherall explains.
The Minimum Wage Review Committee has opened consultation. They've said themselves that they think £11 an hour would be an appropriate wage, and that's what they're consulting on. The Manx living wage is just 5p above that, and we think that's the best way forward for the government to agree for bringing forward the Manx living wage to equal the legal minimum. And because of the cost of living crisis that we're facing at the moment, and also following on from our public meeting that we held last month, we think that now is the time where the government's existing plan to make the legal minimum equal to the Manx living wage should be brought forward. So next April, we think that the minimum wage should be set at what is now the Manx living wage, which is £11.05 per hour. We're all facing a cost of living crisis. Those on the lowest wages are impacted most severely. And if the government wants to do a bit more to help people at the bottom end of the wage scale, we think this is the best way of doing it. But I think most people agree in principle that it's the right thing to be asking for. We understand that people running businesses have wage costs that they want to keep to a minimum, but I think most businesses realize that, you know, that their workforce are their biggest assets and they should be paid at a fair rate.
Big day in Peel today. At a coffee morning, Peel Charity Shop announced it surpassed £2 million raised. A number of charity representatives went to a Peel golf club this morning as further donations were handed out. At Manx Radio spoke to Pat Castain, the chair of Peel Charity Shop and a familiar voice from the Isle of Man Food Bank.
It was very exciting. I mean, when I was told by our treasurer that we had reached that, it was such an exciting moment. £2 million just seemed unbelievable when we first started. It shows how generous it is. And the people appeal particularly. They are so supportive. And, I mean, on the island, we have people coming from Port Erin maybe just to buy one or two bits. And a man came from Douglas to get some books the other day. And, you know, it's great, really. And you meet so many delightful people.
My name is Neil Mellon, and I'm the CEO for the Isle of Man Food Bank. It means so many things on so many levels. It's a great continuation from help that we previously received from the Peel Charity Shop, and it's great to know that we're not alone out there doing what we do. We've always been well supported by the public and by organisations and businesses on the island. Long may that continue. But specifically what I hope to do with this is to buy in a number of stainless steel flasks. These thermos flasks will be used by our clients and others to boil their kettle in the morning, the once, fill their flask, and then to use that during the day for teas and coffees and other hot drinks. That way, not continuously reboiling their kettle and saving some money to help stretch their budget.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The motorship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 16 minutes past 2 this afternoon. She'll be alongside in Douglas in the next 10-15 minutes or so, then onto the Lynx Band, departing this evening at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. The overnight departure 2:15, back to Douglas tomorrow morning at around 6, and the morning departure Saturday morning 8:45, Ben McCree to Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
One of the most popular athletics events on the Isle of Man, the Sid Quirk Half Marathon, takes place in the south of the island this coming Sunday morning. Around 400 competitors are expected to take part. Dave Griffiths explains why he thinks the event always gets such a high demand.
I think it's a combination of the course. I think it's while there are some hills in it, it's a pretty fast course. I think the runners who compete in the half marathon and the marathon, in fact, on the Ramsey course in August. The Sid Quirk course down in the south of the island is a lot faster, and I think it's just the history of the event as well, and it's quite a rare opportunity to run a half marathon on the island. I think it's only the two in the year.
In both the men's and women's sections, the winners last time around in each of those aren't actually here this time around. So what are the fields like this year?
So I think in the men's race, I initially thought it was going to be a really close race between Oren Smith and Christian Varley, but I believe Christian's also doing pacemaking as well. So I think that probably makes Oren, who's a tremendous endurance athlete, and he's had a lot of success over the years, and I think he is now the clear favourite to win, and he has won the event before. But there are quite a number of others who I think will be looking to set personal best times, probably by some distance, I would think, looking at the entry we have. I think the women's field, to be fair, I think is probably even stronger than the men's when you look at the strength and depth. And I'm delighted to see her in the entry, and that's Gemma Aston, who was an absolutely brilliant teenage athlete who achieved a heck of a lot. I know Gemma, slightly longer term, is looking to move up to the marathon, so running her first half marathon will be a stepping stone towards that. We've got last year's runner-up, Becky Pate, just a really competitive athlete. I know, you know, she's trying to, she's improving all the time, and she's very dedicated. Megan Thomas, who's a really good marathon runner. She's run a couple of marathons recently, so I think a lot of that will depend on how well she's recovered from that. There's Hannah Moore, who has just had an amazing year in 2022. She's winning cross country, she's winning fell races, she won the end-to-end walk. This is the first time she'll have run a half marathon, so it'll be interesting to see how she goes.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6, Elon Musk has locked Twitter staff out of their offices till next week, as hundreds of employees reportedly resigned after being given an ultimatum by the billionaire. The closure till Monday was revealed in an email to staff with no reason given. Hundreds of employees have quit the company after Mr. Musk told staff they needed to, quote, be extremely hardcore, unquote, or leave. For a full Daily Market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. Now, despite fears of a global recession, the leading conglomerate LVMH recently declared a new age of decadence in the luxury sector, on track to achieve total sales this year of £1.2 trillion, up 21% on 2021. The likes of Kering and Hermes have reportedly booming sales of designer clothing, handbags and watches, while LVMH's wines and spirits division's pent-up demand for fine champagnes has even left them short of stock. The growth, Credit Suisse reports, the record 218,200 people now classed as ultra-high net worth, thanks to their more precocious attitude to luxury and accelerated spending habits. Generation Z and Generation Alpha are said to be key to the sector's sustained resilience, expected to make up to a third of the market by 2030.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets higher as investors continued to assess the trajectory of monetary policy. US stocks churned ahead. Oil fell by more than $3 a barrel and gold priced lower. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 up 0.5% at 7,385. The DAX in Frankfurt up just over 0.1% at 14,431. The Dow Jones Industrial in New York currently up 0.5% at 33,706. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 0.2% at 11,123. And in the Midwest in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 0.2% at 3,955. But the trading day continues in the United States. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1.19, €1.15. And 20 South African rand, 51.1 cents. In commodities, gold's down 0.3% at $1,754 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down almost 4% now at $86.85.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, well, the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend, sea temperature is 13 degrees Celsius and the wind for Saturday the 19th, tomorrow northwesterly, force 3 or 4, soon backing southerly, increasing 4 or 5 in the afternoon, then 5 or 6 in the evening, veering westerly overnight, wave height 0.5 to 1 metres, becoming 1.5 to 2 metres later, wave period 4 to 5 seconds, high tide tomorrow morning at 1:00 to 8 a.m. And for Sunday, the wind is westerly or northwesterly, force 5 or 6, occasionally force 7, decreasing force 4 or 5 in the evening, backing southerly, and force 3 or 4 later. Sunday's wave height 1.5 to 2 metres, becoming less than 1 metre overnight, wave period 5 seconds, and high tide Sunday morning is at 8:00 to 9 a.m.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
The head of the Children's Centre has been reflecting on what a difference a £50,000 grant will make to youngsters who are struggling in the Isle of Man. It's from the Children in Need charity as part of their Youth Action Social Fund, and Geoff Whitten says it's come at a very important time.
What we've got going on at the moment is some really difficult times for everybody, and I think the weight of pressure, social pressures, financial pressures, family pressures, we could talk about environmental pressures, future pressures, it's weighing heavy on everybody's minds, and it's really impacting young people. You could talk about pandemic as well, you know, school closures, isolation, you know, families struggling, trying to work or trying to do online learning and all these sorts of things. It's no surprise that we have difficulties at certain key year groups within school, because it just absolutely ties up with the milestones that they go through. And there was an absence of certain kinds of interactions at that period. And so it's no wonder there's delays in speech and language in some of our year twos. There's delays in maturities from some of our year eights. It's not a surprise, but I think we have to address them as a society, as a community. Quite obviously, the person who's the young person in attendance on the board, you know, I'd hope they'd be looking at a career of, you know, some kind of leadership career or, you know, something really, you know, ambitious. You know, it doesn't matter that background, It doesn't matter where you come from, but you can, you know, make a really positive impact on society. We just want to do the best that we can for these young people who struggle.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Rob Pritchard.
Fast am I. Good evening. Starting with football, and another top-of-the-table clash in Division 2 is among the pick of the ties in Manx football this weekend. There are two matches taking place this evening. St John's face Corinthians in Canada Life Combi 1 at 7pm, and elsewhere in the women's game, Corinthians welcome Onchan at 8:40pm in the Canada Life Women's Floodlit Cup. Then on to Saturday, and it's first versus third in Division 2 as leaders St Mary's host Castletown. Elsewhere in the Canada Life Men's Premier League, second place St John's face a tough task at home to undefeated Corinthians, whilst current table toppers Peel are away at Moraine. All games this weekend kick off at 2pm, with the exception of St Mary's versus Castletown in Combi 2, which starts at 1:45. Meanwhile, FC Isle of Man will be hoping to avenge their exit from the FA Vars last weekend when they travel to face Winsford United in the NWCFL Premier Division tomorrow. The game kicks off at the Barton Stadium in Cheshire on Saturday at 1:30pm. In rugby, a slightly quieter weekend awaits, with both the English Clubs Championships and Ravenscroft Manx Shield enjoying a week of rest. However, Vagabonds Ladies welcome Chester Divas to Bala Fletcher in the women's NC1 Northwest Division tomorrow lunchtime. Elsewhere, Ramsey travel to face Ellesmere Port in the Cheshire Bowl tomorrow. Southern Nomads game against Hoylake in the same competition has been postponed. And in hockey, results are now becoming more important than ever as we enter the last few weeks of this season's mixed league campaigns. Valkyries B could face relegation from the mixed Premier League should they lose out against Ramsey A on Saturday, whilst Vikings B will be out for revenge against Backers B in the same division. Ben Cunningham says one of the picks of the weekend will be in mixed Division 2, where the top two sides of Castletown Camags and Ramsey Ravens face off in a crucial encounter.
This will be a really close game, I reckon, but Ramsey Ravens will definitely be looking to try and get points off Camags, but I think Camags, unbeaten this season, definitely will be trying to keep that form up.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Logan Air's inbound 5:25 from Manchester should be arriving about now. After that, next inbound's the 7:30 EasyJet from London Gatwick, the 5:08 returning patient transfer plane from Liverpool, and then the 8:10 Logan Air from London City. Next departures from the island is the 6:00 patient transfer plane to Liverpool, then it's the 8:00 returning EasyJet back to London Gatwick. That's what's happening on the roads. Ballacalawi Road is closed to the 25th of this month for resurfacing. You've got temporary lanes, temporary pedestrian crossing and narrow lanes in Douglas around Victoria Street for that new pedestrian crossing. In Colby, temporary lights, they should be gone by now, but may still be around Colby level at the Croyter Cayley turn for repairs to a burst water main. In Ramsey, just south of Ramsey, between Ballure and Hibernia, temporary lights on the Coast Road for manhole cover repairs, and between Ramsey and Solby, temporary lights on the TT course for patching work. In Castletown, you got temporary lights by King William's College for work on the pavements there. That's on until the end of this month. And of course, Castle Street's one-way northbound in Castletown to the middle of April next year. The buses are looping around Castletown before heading to Colby and Shore Road and Port Erin and Port St Mary. In Regaby, a series of temporary closures on the Regaby West Road for water main replacement, and temporary closures in phases around East Quay and the Prom in Peel. The Prom's closed between Max Utilities Pumping Station and Weatherglass Corner.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
Thanks for joining Manx Radio this Friday evening. I'm Andy Wint, and every weekday evening between 5:30 and 6, you hear The Isle of Man in 30 Minutes. It's also available as a podcast. And of course, if you're listening to Update as a podcast anywhere in the world at any time of day or night, we want to thank you personally for making Update The Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. And MHK has called for extra provision for children's speech and language development on the island. It follows fears that speech development's fallen behind during the COVID lockdowns. The Garth MHK, Daphne Kane's a member of the Social Affairs Policy Review Committee and spoke to Manx Radio in a personal capacity.
As far as it goes, the speech and language therapists are doing a fantastic job. So is the preschool assessment centre. But I think what we could really do with On the Isle of Man is something long-term addressing the need we've got across a social affairs policy, particularly in relation to the younger years. The Isle of Man is showing us in that information provided that there are 23 young people of school age awaiting initial assessment, and they could be waiting practically a year to have that intervention and therapy and support. But in the early years, there are 95 children waiting for initial assessment, and they could be waiting up to 287 days. It's just not good enough. It's not assisting young people to get the help they need to be able to thrive. And the more delayed it is, the more issues young children have with speech, the more it holds them back. Also in the information, it does demonstrate that across speech and language therapy, it's a massively understaffed industry, professional need, and almost over a quarter of the 20,000 posts currently available are not filled. And they are doing their best to fill the posts on the Isle of Man to get back up to full strength. But given the huge jump in demand, we have to say, is it enough? And also, is it being delivered at the right level? And I wonder, while we have all lauded the fully inclusive education system, whether in fact a children's development centre or some sort of step up from the preschool assessment centre, which do a fantastic job with the resources they have in the preschool, but a special centre maybe attached to a cluster of schools providing daily or increased levels of speech and language therapy in the younger age group.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Rhianne Evans. Remember to like Manx Radio on Facebook, subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel, and if you use Twitter, follow Manx Radio and your Twitter feed will tell you the moment the Update podcast is published and is available to listen to. It's usually within 30 minutes of the end of the programme. That's it. Have a great weekend. Update returns Monday evening at 5:30.
WIN